Kentucky Real Estate Headlines. New Kentucky Property Records Search Tool consolidates owner, deed, and lien data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Kentucky-specific platform enabling searches of property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens in one place. Real estate professionals in KY can streamline due diligence and transaction prep by accessing multiple property data types through a single search interface rather than scattered county systems. Bookmark atkentucky.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next KY deal. Kentucky Real Estate Headlines. KY Building Permits. What you need to know for residential construction. Building a house in Kentucky, including barn dominiums, requires obtaining permits to ensure compliance with local building codes and regulations. Real estate professionals in KY need to understand permit requirements to properly advise clients on construction timelines, costs, and regulatory hurdles that affect property transactions and development. Review the full permit overview at https://buildmax.com/what-permits-do-you-need-to-build-a-house-in-Kentucky/. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. Kenton County PDS launches online portal for all building permits. The Planning and Development Services of Kenton County now accepts all building, zoning, planning, and subdivision permit applications through a single online submission portal. Real estate professionals in KY can expedite transactions and avoid delays by guiding clients through Kenton County's streamlined digital permitting process. Review available building checklists and submit applications at the PDS online portal. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. Kentucky Real Estate Commission, your state regulatory resource. The Kentucky Real Estate Commission website serves as the official online presence for the state agency overseeing real estate licensing and regulation in Kentucky. KY real estate professionals rely on KREC for licensing, continuing education requirements, and compliance standards that govern their practice. Bookmark hpra.ky.gov/ for direct access to forms, laws, and licensee services. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. Jefferson County PVA Property Search Tool available online. Jefferson County offers an online property search form through its Property Valuation Administrator. Real estate professionals in KY can quickly access property records and valuation data for Louisville area transactions and client research. Bookmark the Jefferson County PVA Property Search Portal for fast lookup of parcel details and assessments. Kentucky Real Estate Updates. KY building permits now streamlined through PDS online portal. The Building Codes Administration Department offers an online submission portal for all building, zoning, planning, and subdivision permits, along with specialized checklists and approved electrical inspection firms. Real estate professionals can expedite transactions and advise clients more effectively by leveraging the centralized digital permitting system and pre-vetted inspection resources. Access permit applications and checklists at hbo.pdskc.org/services/one-stop-shop/building-permits or call XXXXXXXX for inquiries. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlements timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.